Hey, Jimmy, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
What is your reaction to being selected by the Patriots?
Initially, I was at a loss for words, really. Just excited to get out there, the opportunity to play for such a successful organization. I couldn't have pictured it any better.
We were told that Tom Brady is your favorite player. Is that true?
He was. He was always a guy I tried to emulate my game after.
What do you think about being able to learn the game from him?
It's pretty exciting. Being able to go to Boston and, learn from Tom, learn from Coach Belichick and all the coaches and all the players, it's a great opportunity for a guy like me, a young player. And, I have a lot to learn, and I know that, and I'm excited about it.
Were you surprised by the pick, and what kind of contact did you have with the Patriots leading up to this?
I would have been surprised by whoever picked me, to be honest. Just the excitement of it, it's the draft. You don't know which way any team's going to go. So, it's a bit of a shock and excitement no matter who picks you. So, and other than that, just the opportunity to play for the successful organization is awesome.
What was the visit like when you came up to Foxborough?
It was awesome. It was good. Got to meet everyone, all the player personnel, people, the coaches, and, just got to talk some football.
Have you met Tom Brady?
Not yet. Looking forward to it, though, when I get up there into Boston. My first time up there was for the visit, and, I'm looking forward to getting back there.
How much did you talk with Josh McDaniels?
We had a good conversation. We got to talk some football and everything when I went on my visit, and I got to know each other.
Jimmy, you said you modeled your game after Brady's. What specifically about Brady's game have you tried to incorporate?
Just his poise in the pocket is so impressive. He really does a great job of taking control of the offense, and he never really loses cool. He's always cool, calm, and collected in the pocket, and that's what I try to do.
What are some of your preconceived notions about the Patriots before you were drafted by them?
Really didn't have any. I knew they were a very successful organization, and it would be an honor to play for them. And, I have that chance now, so I'm excited about it.
Did you expect to be drafted so high?
With the draft, it's crazy. You never know where you're going to go. But, it worked out pretty well, and, to go in the second round is a real honor.
Jimmy, Tom Brady's under contract until 2017. And I'm guessing if all goes according to plan, the Patriots don't want you to play a single down until at least then. How do you feel about coming into a situation where you might not play a snap for 4 years?
I feel good about it. It's one of those things, whether I was coming in as a starter or the backup, I'm going to go in and approach it the same way either way. So, my mindset is the same as it would be as if I was going as a starter. And, I'm gonna go out there and try and get better each and every day. And, that's what good football players do.
Jimmy, when you look at the dynamic, you're coming in towards the end of a great player's career, and have you given thought at all to of all the places you could have gone, you're going to go in and in many ways compete with what some people think is the greatest quarterback of all time. You're not just going to Jacksonville or Arizona to back somebody else up. You're going to play alongside Tom Brady. Does that make you catch your breath a little bit?
Just from being drafted overall, I had to catch my breath. So, that experience was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it was unbelievable. But, going to Boston, I'm going to get an opportunity to learn from, like you said, one of the best, and also all the good coaches they have out there. They have an unbelievable coaching staff. So, there's a lot for me to learn between now and the beginning of the season, and I'm excited about it.
What do you think the adjustment is going to be like going from Eastern Illinois to the NFL?
There's going to be a learning curve, but, I know that going into it, so I'm excited about it. It's a great opportunity to grow as a quarterback and as a football player, and, that's what I'm going there to do.
I assume you've talked to Tony Romo, and he's been back to campus, I assume, a couple of times to talk to you. What has he told you about the NFL?
We talked after we won our conference championship this past season, and, he was just wishing us the best in the playoffs and everything. Really didn't get talking about the NFL because I was still focused on my the college season. But, hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to him in the future.
Jimmy, how much did your game evolve in the time between the end of your college season and then the All-Star games, your experience at the Senior Bowl and your opportunity to work with an NFL staff there?
Oh, it's improved tremendously. Especially – just with the knowledge of the game, you know, going on all those visits, learning from coaches, you know, learning from all the quarterback coaches I worked with. You know, it was a long off season and a different off season than what I was used to, but you know, it was a very good learning experience, is the best way to put it.
Jimmy, how confident are you? Obviously, the Patriots wouldn't have drafted you to come into this type of situation unless they thought you could handle it, mature-wise and physically. How would you characterize those aspects of your personality?
You know, it fits me very well. You know, they're a very blue-collar organization. You know, they seem like all business, and they get to work. And so, you know, that's what I'm excited about. I'm one of those guys. I'm a blue-collar guy who, you know, I go to work every day. So that's what I'm most excited about. You know, they fit my personality very well. So I think it's a very good fit.
Jimmy, if you had to critique yourself, what do you have to improve the most before you come in here and when you get here?
You know, just the knowledge of the game. I mean, there's a huge learning curve between the college and NFL game. And, you know, I think just getting into the NFL system, being on an NFL team, and, you know, learning from the veterans, I'll be okay with that. You know, just learn from the guys who have been there, done that, and, you know, just take it day by day.
What would you say is your greatest strength right now?
My greatest strength is my work ethic, I would say. You know, I'm a guy who goes to work every day, and, you know, I'm gonna put in the time, put in the hours that are needed and more. So, you know, I think that's something that I bring to the table.
Ever been to the Boston area outside of your visit to the Patriots before?
No, I haven't, actually. So I'm looking forward to, you know, it's a new experience, and it's going to be fun.
Are you familiar with anyone on the team?
Just the names of players, but that's about it.
They were saying on television you have small hands and that you had problems with ball security. What's your response to that?
You know, they can say what they want. I've never, in my opinion, I don't think I've ever had trouble with ball security. I personally like throwing the NFL ball better than the college ball, but, you know, everyone has their opinion, so, you know, it is what it is.
That's because it's skinnier, Jimmy. Hey, I was going to ask you about your delivery. It's a little bit, it's not classic over the top. It's a little bit three quarters, it's been described. Do you agree with that description? And has anybody bothered you about, hey, we got to get that more over the top? Or have they said, look, that's what you do and you've been very effective with it?
No, not really. You know, the delivery is something that each quarterback is different with. And, you know, if the coach is in New England, I think I need to fix it. You know, I'll do whatever I need to do to adjust to their offense and, you know, make it work.
Jimmy, this was a while ago. I'm curious if you have any recollections, probably from your teenage years, of what you might remember of Aaron Rodgers when he got drafted by the Packers and sort of how he sat for 2, 3, 4 years until he got his chance. What do you remember about that? Do you have any recollections as a fan of the game of that situation?
Yeah. I remember when it happened, him sitting in the draft room and everything, waited a little while, but... You know, it's a very similar scenario, and, you know, it worked out very well. It worked out very well for Aaron, so, you know, hopefully it'll work out the same way for me.
And where are you now, just to set the scene? Are you at home? You have family around you?
I'm actually in New York. I'm at the draft right now, so, you know, just took the commissioner's hand on stage, and, you know, now I'm talking to you guys, getting to know the Boston community a little more.
What did Bill Belichick say to you when he called?
You know, just told me that they were going to draft me. Was real. I got real excited, and you know, it was an unbelievable moment.
Jimmy, obviously you're a competitive guy. When you get here, will you be looking at your new job as a competitor or more as a student trying to learn?
You know, I'm gonna go in there and, you know, just try to get better each and every day. Do whatever I can to get better, and, you know, pick up as much information as I can. You know, just become a student. You know, learn everything I can about the game, and you know, just go from there, and we'll see what happens then.
So you were on stage there with Willie McGinnis, you know, a well-known Patriot in his own right, obviously. Did he say anything to you? Give you any little bit of advice at all?
You know, just gave me, you know, when we got off the stage and everything, he told me the Patriots, they're a hard-working organization, and, you know, told me get to work and everything, and, you know, if you know what to do your job, then you'll be all right in New England, and, you know, that's what I've always done, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.